We're full of simple Peter. These are in here today's date is 06/12/2023. Dictation is for Diane Vilchis. Vilchis spells V-I-L-C-H-I-S. Diane spells D-I-A-N-A. Date of birth is 05/04/2001. This is a 22-year-old female here with throat pain, period. Patient stated this has been going on for approximately 3 days. She stated that approximately 3 or 4 days ago, she was exposed to a family member who traveled overseas and was coughing on her, who also had runny nose, period. Says she thinks she's having similar symptoms. She states that her aunt, after complaining of these symptoms, her aunt gave her 2 injections of ampicillin, 500 milligrams each. Says she was getting a little better, but symptoms is back, period. She described pain as sharp, with pain approximately 4, 5/10. Increased with swallowing, period. Said pain is confined to her throat and is non-radiating, period. Next paragraph. Review system. Patient reports runny nose. Says she has green discharge from her nose. Next line. Patient reports pain and pressure in behind her eyes and in her cheeks. Next line. Patient reports a cough, says cough is productive of green sputum. Next line, she endorses myalgia. Next line, she endorses fatigue. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes. Period, next paragraph. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 122 over 78. Pulse 101. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. HENT. Nose congested, green discharge, erythematous, and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph. For sinuses, tender, maxillary, and frontal sinuses. Next paragraph. Please take out sinus exam. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory, and expiratory effort. Patient goes into a cough fit with deep inspiration. Period. Next paragraph. Throat, erythematous, and edematous tonsils, pharynx, and larynx. Question. Erythematous and edematous, pharynx, tonsils, and uvula. No exudates present. Uvula is midline and mobile, period. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion with no rigidity. No meningeal signs. No palpable or tendon nodes, period. Next paragraph. Nose. Correction. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, no guarding, no rebound. Normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules. No vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, no peripheral edema or atalgia gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute bronchitis, number 2 acute rhinitis, number 3 acute sinusitis, number 4 acute cough, number 5 acute pharyngitis, period. Next paragraph. Tests were done in the clinic today includes strep. Strep is negative. Flu is negative. Next paragraph. Patient was offered COVID test. She declined. although patient's test is negative, she is still symptomatic, and it could be negative because of the injection she received from her aunt. I will go ahead and treat this young lady with amoxicillin, 500 milligrams, 1 POTID for 7 days. Next medication, XYZ mouthwash, 80 milliliters. She will take 20 mils, gargle, and spit out daily for 4 days. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She was strongly encouraged to increase fluids. Patient was given work excuse to return to work on Thursday. End of dictation.